Second date update.
All right, we got Ava on the line this morning. Ava went out with Bruce, had a great first date, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help her out. First of all, Ava, tell everybody how you met Bruce.
So we met on Tinder, you know, so it goes. But, you know, we had a connection, and we decided to go on a double date with one of my girlfriends. And we went to Fair Park, you know, the Christmas display and champ.
Yeah. It's really nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And I mean, we had so much fun and, you know, just made a whole evening out of it. But I haven't heard back from Bruce ever since.
Okay. Did anything go wrong on Enchant? Like maybe you didn't find the reindeer, all the reindeer?
The reindeers were missing. Yes. Did you find them all?
I mean, we kind of did. We weren't trying that hard, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, I know. Just enjoying the scenery.
Exactly. I thought it was beautiful, and I thought it was a lot of fun, so I can't think of anything, but I guess there must be something if he's not getting back to me, and I just want to, I don't know, I really liked him and enjoyed him, so I want to see if I can fix it or so. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
All right. Well, let's have us give him a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, see if we get your second date.
Sounds good.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Well, Ava and Bruce met online. They decided to go out to Fair Park for one of those Christmas displays and chant. They had a great time, but Ava has not heard from Bruce since.
But we've gotten a hold of Bruce, and Bruce has agreed to come on the air with us. Bruce, do you remember going out with Ava?
Yeah, I remember Ava.
Well, she said you guys had a great date. I guess you went to Fair Park for Enchant, and then she says she never heard from you after that.
Yeah, no, she's like totally got that twisted. It's like one of the worst dates of my life.
Oh, whoa. What happened?
It's just like all like Ava and her friend wanted to do is just like take pictures for Instagram. So annoying. They were just like way overdressed. They were in everybody's way. They asked me to take like multiple photos, different poses, had to be shot. It was just like way too much. And it's just not something that I'm interested in.
Okay. So I think we've seen.
I
think you were out there the night we were out
there. We're talking about, yeah.
I think we've seen that before here. So that's not your scene to be taking pictures of your date for Instagram.
It's just like people can't enjoy what they're doing and they want to take like all these photos, you know, do social media posts. I'm okay with a little bit of that, but it was just way overdone and I just don't have time for that.
Well, here's the deal, Bruce. Ava asked us to call on her behalf. She thought you guys had a great time. She's actually on the other line. Can we bring her in on this conversation just so we can hear about her side of the date? Because she thought you guys had a lot of fun.
I mean, that's fine.
All right. Ava, are you there?
Yeah, hi. I don't know. I'm just surprised. I thought that it was a lot of fun and you seemed into it. And, you know, honestly, that's just kind of what boyfriends do, right? Like, they help take pictures. They, you know, do they get involved? Like, I don't know. I didn't realize you were so bummed about the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, to an extent, but like, I was just like, really, I was not having a great time. We couldn't even go on the, like, do the maze. You wanted to take pictures next to the Christmas tree. We didn't even end up getting to do the reindeer maze. The pictures, I don't think you realize take these small amounts of time to add up. And then by the end of the date, we've spent an hour and 30 minutes taking pictures. And you only keep like two of them. I don't even know. It was just really frustrating.
But you could have said something. Like, I don't get it. Like, you seemed into it. So I don't know.
Point out that you need to live your life and not like be on your phone. I just don't feel like I'm at an age where I need to tell people, you know, to stop doing what they're doing.
Yeah, I thought you seemed a little old.
All right.
I mean, like, everyone does this. You act like, you know, my friend and I were doing something no one else is doing. Like, everyone was taking pictures there.
I don't think you guys were realizing how much of a distraction you were. And
you, maybe, it sounds like. I think you were just being self-conscious. Like, everyone else was doing it. Like, we weren't holding anything.
No, you were standing in front of people. Like, you just don't realize it because you guys are so in the moment. It's like trying to take your photos. It's just... creates a huge scene, and that you don't even realize you're doing it. Like, you even rolled your eyes at little kids that would not get out of your shot. You know, they're not doing it.
It was just a joke. Like, sure, I mean they were kind of in the way, to be honest, but like, it was just funny, right? Like, everyone else noticed we were trying to take a picture, and then this little kid runs in there. Like, control your kid.
I don't know. It was just, like I said, for me, it was just too much work, too much taking photos, not enough, like, time actually, you know, in the activity, and
okay.
Bruce, if we were to ask you if you'd on a second date with Ava, we'll pick up the tab for date number two, perhaps send you somewhere else, like, I don't know, maybe the Elf on the Shelf thing.
That's probably not a good idea.
We'll send you two out to dinner. Would you have any interest in going out to dinner with Ava?
I mean, I appreciate that, guys, but, you know. Not really, if I'm being honest.
I mean, to be honest, it's a no for me too, you guys. Like, it sounds like Bruce is basically head of the No Fun League, so.
All right.
Wow.
Bruce, it's really appreciate you coming on the air with us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You're a good sport to be on the show with us. Ava, obviously you didn't get the answer you're hoping for, but at least you got a little closure. And sounds like you got some pretty damn fine posts on Instagram.
Yeah, we looked good. So I don't know what he's complaining about. I don't know. That's crazy to me.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.